Budget and Finance Committee will please come to order. The first order of business is Mr. Sampson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members that are on Zoom, I apologize. I got a very late email out. You should have gotten an email just a few minutes ago about with the Big Five funds and the taxation, if you want to check your email. Summary statement for Quorum Courts on July 31st. County General Fund, $1,003,006,927.93. County Road Fund, $2,004,355,720.51. County Road Sales Tax, Fund 3402, $1,552,477.81. Animal Welfare and Control, Fund 3404, $1,660,215.74. Criminal Justice Sales Tax, Fund 3407, $939,410.49. Oh, I apologize. Looking at this time of year at our revenues versus expenditures, we're looking real good. I mean, as far as, you know, we're in August, it's usually the low period. Having a fund balance of $3 million is excellent, especially what we've been through. If you flip with me to the second page, you know, we've been talking about revenues and down revenues, and revenues down, especially in two sectors, but revenues in other areas have actually pulled us above where we were this time last year, very slightly. So, and I've been saying it for the last 2 months, what's in front of us is scaring me more than what's behind us. So far, what we've looked at in these reports, nothing has really scared me at this point. If you flip with me to page three, sales tax. Sales tax for July was $892,408.21. That's 59% of our projected revenue for the year of $9.8 million. And flip again, and you'll see that that is 13.04% better than it was this month last year. And as we talked about last week, it's a very surprising number. We think it's a bounce back number. We're not expected to carry that through the rest of the year. We're just going to kind of wait and still in this wait and see. But as we're looking right now, we feel pretty confident that we're going to make this projected revenue number. We're up 7.2% versus this point last year. And then flipping to the last page, you can see how the 3 month moving average jumped dramatically, and it also turned up the 1 year moving average. Are there any questions about any of that? I also have a piece of supplemental paperwork here. I know we've been talking a lot about city fines and county fines. These are jail fines. And so we went back and pulled all of our receipts and broken down what we've got as city jail fines and county jail fines. And I'm not really going to go over the numbers there as much to say all of these jail fines come in on one revenue code, a 7402. So we have to go back and look at our receipts in order to find to split them up right now, which just takes a little bit of work. I can take this revenue code and put it in two different separate revenue codes, so it'll be easier for me to track and possibly easier for you to track without me. But I'm not going to do that unless the Quorum Court says, hey, yeah, we'd like to see it like that. I'd just like to hear some opinions on it.
My only comment would be if somebody wanted to ask you the question, you'd have to crank it out.
Yeah. Once again, if I go and take it and put it in two separate revenue codes, you'll be able to look at it through your FI system, to where you can see one revenue code for city jail fines, one revenue code for county jail fines. You can find it on yourself more easily. Like this, I can still pull it out. It's just going to take me some time because we have to go back through the actual receipts to see how it was broken out by the district.
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead. Scott, if you do that, would it also show historical, or would it just be tracking it from this point forward?
No, it would. I can go back and do this for previous years, too. It takes a little bit of work. But yeah, it would be easily tracked from this point forward. It wasn't, it's not really meant to go back as much as it is forward. It's not a problem. It's still going to be under the same revenue series, which really is what the whole, what really matters when it's all said and done. It's just a way of tracking that revenue a little bit better.
You said it's part of which revenue series? I'm sorry?
It's that 7400 series, fees and forfeiture series.
The 7402?
Yeah, 7402 right now. And folks on Zoom, I apologize. I don't have that out to you, but I'll get it out to you this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, Scott, I can see how, given our recent discussions with city and county jail fines and fees, and per diems included in that too, the whole part of that discussion?
No, that's I think that's a totally separate thing there.
Okay, but in a lot of circumstances, the per diems have been negotiated into different fines and fee rates. Is that correct? Does anybody know?
I'm going to have to pass on that right now because I don't really know that answer. A per diem would be more of a jail reimbursement, and I think that would probably be under a 7800 series into jail fees. But without researching that any much further, I can't really give you a definitive answer.
Right. Well, I just mean, I haven't seen, you know, I know the judge's office has renegotiated a lot of those per diem rates into different types of agreements, and maybe Councilor Murphy can speak to that. Have any of those, to your knowledge, been renegotiated into, you know, something that involves the city just regular fines and fees for the jail?
So the way the statute is set up, the county has the option of charging a per diem rate or negotiating a agreement with the cities in which they can charge a different rate. And in our case, the county has agreed with municipalities to change the agreed upon rate to be an additional fine that is attached to every ticket that's written. So there's currently a $20 fine for a ticket that the sheriff may write in rural Faulkner County. If that same defendant were to have the same offense in the city of Conway, he would be charged with two different fines, a $20 city fine as well as the $20 county fine. So the document that Scott has provided, I believe, essentially shows the revenue that has been generated through that $20 city fine as well as the county fine as well.
Right, that's 7402, correct?
Yes, that's the current code. 7402 okay. Is the current code used on that.
Okay. Well, given the court's intent with updating that ordinance, you know, with the increase per diem rate, but then the flexibility to negotiate as the judges may see fit, I think it would be very helpful to see, you know, to see that split out so we can see what kind of impact these contracts or these agreements between the cities are having in lieu of the alternative, which would be the per diem rate. And if you could separate, you don't have to go really far back for separating them, but, you know, prior to at least maybe 6 months or a year or so's worth of information prior to the changes with those agreements, I think it would be very helpful to look at.
Half of it, like all the way through 18. I'll do 18, 19. I'll track back to 2018, 2019, and go forward from there.
If it's easy enough for you, not too demanding.
Well, we'll get it done. We'll get it done either way.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Anything further from Mr. Sanson? Mr. Sanson, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We have, the next item is proposed ordinance 20-19, and I need somebody to move to for our consideration.
Motion made.
And a second?
Second.
Section 1 is a the receipt of a Homeland Security grant and moving it into machinery and equipment. Are there any questions about this section one?
Can somebody explain what exactly that is?
Mr. Payton, this is the Homeland Security grant that we've done in the past that was a reimbursement to the city of Conway. Basically, what we're doing is we're receiving it to the fund for our auditors and then issuing them a reimbursement check.
So this is going to the city?
Yes, it's a grant that the Conway Bomb Squad applied for and received, but the grant money comes to the county. So basically, we're just receiving the money and reimbursing the city of Conway.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sheila.
You're welcome.
Sheila, would you tell me what the grant money is used for? Would you remind me what the grant money is used for again for the city?
The bomb squad uses it to purchase some of their equipment, update equipment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything further for about section one? Section two, three, and four are transfers within the coroner's office. Are there any questions or comments about section two?
Section is the coroner in attendance?
Yes.
Could we get a brief explanation of the transfers?
I'm just transferring money within my budget to do some building repairs at the office. 16 years old, the carpet that we have, we cracked in bodily fluids and all kinds of stuff on our shoes. We've got big spots and holes and wear, and we're just wanting to get that fixed. And since we can't do any training or education using any of that money this year because of COVID, we're just transferring that over to fix our building.
Thank you.
Anything further? Then I need a motion. That completes proposed ordinance 20-19. Do I have a motion to refer ordinance 20-19 to the full court for its consideration?
Motion made.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 The ayes have it. Is there anything further to come before the Budget and Finance Committee today? The committee is adjourned. Thank you.